It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Tierney, Sal Licata back on the Fan. So yesterday, BT, we obviously had the breaking news of Robert Saleh being ousted by the Jets. Since then, Woody Johnson has released a statement, or even more than just a statement. We read the statement yesterday, but then he was meeting with the media a little bit. So a lot of comments from Woody. Here's the thing, and we'll hear from Rodgers later on today as he'll be on his weekly spot with McAfee. So we will have some of that sound later on and react to that as well. I don't think Rodgers is going to say much of anything today. What's he going to say? Yeah, I rolled over Saleh, I kicked him out. He's not going to say that. But this, to me, just shows the dysfunction of the Jets organization with Woody Johnson saying he made the final decision. It was abrupt. To me, I didn't like the timing of it. I'm not saying it was the wrong move, but I don't think this is going to do anything good because they should have just cleaned house. Woody just doesn't get it.
The Jets are by far the worst-run franchise in our city, and it's not even particularly close. They are an absolute disaster. They're always desperate, and when you're desperate, you do hasty things. You sacrifice, you know, your football or sporting morals because you try to save jobs or change perception. See, the problem with the Jets, and this is why they had to lean on Peyton, specific with Woody, because you're right, Woody's a mess, all right? And Woody's not getting enough heat here. I mean, we could bang on Saleh, bang on Rodgers, bang on Gase, go back to Kotite, even though Woody wasn't there for Kotite. Woody Johnson is an awful owner because Woody Johnson has no idea what he's doing, and Woody Johnson has no contacts throughout the NFL. So when you have no contacts throughout the NFL, you lean on people and you take their advice. There's a reason why Gase was hired, not because Woody had this conviction that he would be good, but because Peyton Manning said this is a good hire. Peyton Manning knows nothing about the New York market. He's a great player, but he knows nothing about the infrastructure of the Jets, and he had a biased opinion. Woody bought it because he was probably a little bit of a stargazer at that point, getting Peyton's input.
Yeah.
And it came back to burn them. But I remember talking to Amy Trask, who used to run the Raiders.
Yes, of course, yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
Did TV with Amy for years. The lover, just awesome. First female executive in the history of the NFL. Brilliant woman and an awesome woman. And she said, and I asked her, this was during the, at the end of Rex. I'm like, what is wrong with the Jets? And she's like, I'm going to tell you. I go to all these league meetings, you know, back in the day with Al Davis, and all the owners are there. And the Jets just don't have leadership. It really, it's simple. It starts there. They're not connected. They don't know who to hire. They don't know when to fire. They're an absolute broken mess. And it's Woody's team, so he's most culpable.
And do you know what's sad to me about that? Because I think there are a lot of owners in other cities, and this city is at times we've had that here as well. But there are other owners that don't care and are about the bottom dollar and would just keep the business moving. I really do think Woody cares.
I do too.
I just don't think he has a clue.
I do too.
Which is why he should hire a real football mind. And, you know, I actually didn't even think about this, but how about Pete Carroll, who's out there? Somebody just brought that up to me, and I was like, oh, because we talked about Vrabel, we talked about Belichick. In this particular spot, what's the harm of hiring an older coach who knows what he's doing? Now, by the way, even if you hire Belichick, it's going to take weeks, if not years or months, to clean up a mess and build the foundation the right way. So would Carroll be the right guy? Would Belichick? Who knows? Maybe Vrabel would be the right guy. But to that's what needs to happen here. That's why we were screaming for Harbaugh to be hired, because we know he's a program builder. The Jets need their program to be built. It hasn't been built since Parcells. It hasn't been built. Not even with Rex and the success that they had. Mangini was on his way to building it. Rex took it over from him and took Mangini's teams to back-to-back AFC championship games. But the program hasn't been built since Bill Parcells. And that's on Woody Johnson. Hire the right football people and get the hell out of the way. He's tried it different ways, but he's failed every which way. Young coach, offensive coach, older coach, some experience, no experience.
He's never tried an established coach.
Well,
maybe you should try that.
Well, I mean, Gase
had... How about that?
Gase had some experience, but yeah.
You know what I'm saying.
Yes. Hey, you tried the old quarterback, tried to draft a quarterback over and over again.
Mm-hmm.
Like, therein lies the problem. So this is not going to get fixed.
Yeah.
Just going with Ulbrich.
It's very deep-rooted. Listen, I do think... I said this yesterday to Sal. The news broke at about 10:08 live on the air. By the way, if you go to check out our immediate reaction, which is ridiculous, this, the pictures of us are crazy. Odyssey app, just hit rewind, get up to speed there. It's on WFA and YouTube as well. I most teams like this that are broken from the top down, there's no culture. The irony here is that there's enough culture to salvage this for me. There's a defensive culture. And you know, I think with Rodgers, and I think there could be enough of a fix to just become a serviceable offense. I do. I'll give you, I always reference the old Knicks because that's the worst example. I told you, well, I didn't tell you this. I remember years ago is when I'm doing the stuff, whatever, pre and post, whatever. And I'm there early and the Knicks are at shoot around, right? It's Isaiah Thomas year, right before right after Larry Brown was fired. Ronaldo Balkman, remember him?
Yeah, of course.
He is on where Spike Lee sits. This is like 2 hours before the game. Ronaldo Balkman is sitting on the bench with his legs spread out. Everybody else is shooting around. His arms with two girls, one on each arm.
Mm.
It's, I mean, yeah, it's not a bad way to spend the night, but maybe you do it after the game. You know what I mean? So that to me is a cultureless, rudderless ship. Curry was 30 pounds overweight. Balkman wasn't a pro. They were a disaster. Stephon Marbury literally wanted to, Quentin Richardson wanted to kill Marbury, yep, to the point where Marbury locked himself in the door. All right, so that's bad culture. This is not a bad culture, although it has been during Woody's years at times. I don't think this is. I think this is still salvageable.
I know you think
I'm nuts.
No, I don't think you're nuts. I just don't see it. But you're talking about the season, or you're talking about the organization?
The season.
The season might be salvageable because you look at the AFC East, which is something we talked about. It's dreadful. The Bills, obviously, even if they're better than the Jets, they're still not that much better. Where it's inconceivable to think that the Jets could catch them.
Yep.
And the Dolphins and Patriots, two of the worst teams in football, especially without Tua for Miami. If Tua comes back, that could change things.
Sure.
So who knows what's going to go on there? But I just, the foundation is broken, severely broken. Rodgers is a problem. And I love Rodgers, but he's a problem because he's controlling things. That's why Hackett's here. Hackett's a big issue. There's nobody controlling anything, and Ulbrich doesn't have the resume or the cachet.
But he's got the personality that Salah did not have.
Well, then he should walk in there and say, hey, Aaron, pick that piece of garbage up. Whatever it may take to show that he's the boss. Hey, you drop something, pick it up.
He might.
Those type of things. I'm just using a crazy example. But
of course.
The way Phil Simms, did you hear Phil today with Phil Maggio?
I always hear Phil with those guys.
Me
it was
too.
Great.
I love it.
With the Dan Reeves story?
Correct.
Go ahead, tell it.
Correct.
Tell
Dan Reeves. So Reeves walks in immediately and says, hey, sit up in the chairs and take the stupid hats off.
Uh-huh.
And Phil looks at Bart Oates and says, man, we're going to win here.
Yep.
Because that's a guy who's not messing around. He's the head coach. He's in control. I know that we've evolved and everything's changed. I bet you Brian Daboll's more like Dan Reeves and Bill Parcells than anything else.
I agree.
Okay, and what are you seeing from the Giants? You're seeing it being built in a year where they, 2 years ago, where they had no expectations whatsoever. With no talent, he took them to the postseason. Last year, they got ravaged by injury. He still was able to right the ship.
Mm-hmm.
And then this year, when many were saying, oh, the circus is going to start after 2 weeks or even after a week, Daboll has now it's, oh, look, you read the post today. Oh, Brian Daboll can coach. Yeah, okay. Well, we've been telling you that for 3 years, but forget it. Anyway, Daboll knows what he's doing. The foundation is being built. The Jets haven't had that.
If you don't step on the gas to start, you try to accelerate mid-drive, the car's crashing. You can't do it.
All gas, no brakes.
More like all crash, all burn. I tell you what, you know, you're messing around saying, hey, Rodgers, pick up the garbage.
Yeah. You know what I mean.
No. He's not going to do that. But what he is going to do, hey, Rodgers, your coordinator is no longer the coordinator. I fully expect Ulbrich to remove the play-calling duties from Hackett.
So what happened with that? Salah wanted to do it. Yeah, and then he got fired.
I know. Listen, in a
you
lot of
think
ways.
That's part of it?
I do. Listen, I think Salah was a horrendous coach, but I also think that he's a bit of a fall guy unnecessarily.
He was neutered, BT, they brought in Rodgers.
Yeah, and he had to go because, to me, I knew they were. I strongly surmised that they would never have found the way to regenerate with Salah. So to me, and again, I don't take pleasure in somebody getting fired, but to me, you had to do that. Now you give yourself a chance to write this. And I'm telling you what, Ulbrich is the opposite. He's coming in, and he's dropping F-bombs, and he's not kissing the players' asses. He's going to hold them accountable. I guarantee the game day interaction in full view of the cameras is going to be the exact opposite of Robert Saleh, who all he did was clap and cheer. Oprah's going to be in guys' grills, on camera, behind camera, and you mark my words, Monday night against the Bills, Hackett's not calling the place.
Good. I'd love to see it from Olbrich. Let's see a real head coach in action here, and that would show me something if he goes after the golden boy, Aaron Rodgers. BT and Sal on the Fan will come back. We'll have Howie Rose at 11 o'clock. He'll join us, talk some Mets, and then we'll get back to your calls as well.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
Postseason baseball is here, and it is the absolute best time of the year. I'm Rob Bradford of Baseballs and Boring, and we're going to have you covered every step of the way with instant reactions from players and coaches and managers and fans and reporters and everybody else who is immersed in this awesomeness and all the craziness that comes with October baseball. So follow Baseballs and Boring in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.